Should the United States go to war against Iraq, chances are high that the military operation will have a name. The buildup in the Persian Gulf at the moment comes under the moniker given to the worldwide campaign against terrorism, Enduring Freedom. Desert Storm was the name given to the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Conrad Crane is director of the U.S. Army Military History Institute, and he's on the phone. Dr. Crane, when did the practice of naming military operations begin?
It really becomes widely practiced during World War II, where all the major operations seem to get these particular code monikers to identify the plan and then the actual execution.
So who names the operation?
Well, it's going to come from whoever the planning group is. It can be a simple process, it can be a complicated process, depending on how important the operation is. And it seems to have gotten more important in recent years, because where in the old days, the names were basically designed for the people who were using them to be something that was kind of handy and something that would give an identifiable term people would remember. Nowadays, it seems that the public relations aspects are just as important as the operational ones.
What are some of the older names of operations?
People talk about the importance of Operation Overlord in World War II, which, you know, kind of impressed upon people the size of that operation. Then there are other ones, like, for instance, one of the corresponding operations that goes with that is Operation Dragoon, which is the landing in southern France, which really basically was coined by Winston Churchill because he felt he'd been dragooned into the operation. So there are a number of different things that can shape these particular names. In Korean War, Matthew Ridgway was looking to inspire his forces that he thought were losing their fighting spirit, so he used really dynamic names like Killer and Ripper, which his superiors back in Washington did not like because they thought they wouldn't play well with the public as being too violent.
Enduring Freedom was known as Infinite Justice for a while, but that was determined to be, what, insulting to the Muslim world.
Yes, that is true, and that's another aspect where the public relations implications of some of these names becomes very important. And that one was one that either somebody missed it or it wasn't fully thought out when the name was chosen, and they had to quickly revise it. Sometimes history can come back to haunt you with these names. In Vietnam, for instance, the air campaign against North Vietnam in the early years of the war was called Rolling Thunder, this gradual escalation that was supposed to, you know, force the North Vietnamese to cease supporting their forces in the south and to eventually come to the peace table and quit their aggression. Of course, we all know that it failed. And if you go to airmen today and you talk about Rolling Thunder, the term that's often used to apply to it is Rolling Blunder. So you got to be careful. Sometimes these names can come back to haunt you down the road.
Conrad Crane is director of the U.S. Army Military History Institute. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.